This is the meeting of the Legislative Procedure and Arrangements Committee of March 2, 2012.
Here for Legislative Council. What I want to do today is present briefly.
You gotta speak up a little.
Present briefly. Can you hear me now?
Just a hair better.
Okay, again, this is Kyle Forrester from North Dakota Legislative Council, IT manager. And what I want to do today is present briefly some of the information that was provided to the computer replacement work group in regard to computer, laptop, and tablet for the legislative branch for the next 4 years. So slides were emailed out yesterday to the members of the committee. If you have them, we'll go through them. Otherwise, I'll read off what we're actually seeing on the screen here. I'm going to move on to slide number 2, laptops. These are the items that were considered, consumer versus business. Essentially, it's very important for legislative assembly to have business class laptops. The life on them is 4 years. We need a durable, reliable machine. The consumer models essentially are made out of a lot of plastics, and basically they would not last the 4 years that the legislative branch needs them to last. So we only looked at business class machines. The criteria for laptops essentially came down to screen size, screen resolution, and weight. And we'll see a couple of slides coming up in regard to screen size. The current legislative laptop is 17 inches, and the newer laptops are either 17.3 or 15.6. Screen resolution, the current one is 1680 by 1050. The new laptops generally are 1920 by 1080, which is full HD. Weight varies on the laptops based on the screen size, and of course business class laptops do weigh a bit more than consumer, but we need to have the business class. The other thing that we looked at was hard drive encryption, and basically we would be implementing encrypted hard drives, so if a legislative laptop was ever lost or stolen, the information on it would not be accessible. That encryption would be managed by the Legislative Council IT staff. In regard to screen size, I have a slide up where we're demonstrating the size of comparing the new 15.6 to the current 17-inch legislative laptop. Essentially, screens are not getting taller, they're getting wider. This goes with the industry where you have your new HD television sets, everything's wider. So the older ones were a bit taller and narrower, but now comparing the old laptop to the 15.6, it's 1.36 inches shorter and 0.82 inches narrower. So we're just comparing the 17 size to the 15.6. The comparison of the new 17.3 inch laptop to the 15.6, the height of the screen essentially is 0.83 inches shorter and it's 1.48 inches narrower. So again, this goes with the screens being wider and not tall. In regard to tablets, essentially the key about a tablet, essentially it's a very mobile device. The form factor is small, you can hold it in your hand. Essentially it's an e-reader, very portable. They have a nice touch interface and you can use multi-touch.
Christman?
Randy, this is Al. We're in the middle of the explanation from IT, so we're not going to go back. He's just explaining the different options and different size screens and stuff.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
Okay, continuing on with the tablets, essentially it's the form factor. That's what it's all about. It's a very mobile device, very portable, instant on, and basically it's for consuming content. Some of the use cases for it essentially is accessing your legislator email to receive and send messages. You can access Legislative Council website, and if you're on the state network or VPN'd into the state network, you would also be able to run laws on your iPad on the mobile device.
How hard is that?
That's actually fairly easy. The VPN in is an extra step, but it can be done.
And that's automatically on the laptop? On the tablet?
Yes, we would put the necessary applications on the tablet so you could VPN in. Basically, to use the mobile tablet, basically you just need to have Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi throughout all the state capitol, and many legislators probably have wireless at home. If they do not, that's something that they will need to acquire.
No security problems with that?
No. Now, when you do put your email on the tablet device, there will be security placed onto the device where you'll have to type a four-digit PIN to access the device, similar to your mobile phones. The other use case would be for capturing notes or writing documents on. You can be able to do that on your tablet, too. The director from the work group was purchased iPads for each legislator that requested one. They only wanted to look at iPads. And personally, I think that's a good choice. They did also, the work group also recommended that we wait for the iPad 3s or the new version of the iPad. Apple is scheduled to announce the new iPad next Wednesday, March 7th. Moving on to the next slide, the computer replacement budget. What was budgeted essentially was for 227 devices, and that includes the 141 legislators, and then we also have all the assembly staff that includes clerks, committee, chamber clerks, committee clerks, our interns, kiosks, steno, and telephone. So that's...
Well, we've got most of those 86 that are sitting empty 20 months a year.
Correct. But it's a necessary device, so when we do go into assembly, we have to have those computers. So the budgeted amount was $2,000 per device for a total budget of $454,000. We also have budgeted for a Microsoft Office update. Currently you run Office 2007. The current version is Office 2010. So that was budgeted out at $250 a copy at a total of $56,750 for a total budget of $510,750. The next screen basically demonstrates and shows the replacement options that were presented to the work group. There were options 1 through 5. Option 5A was the work group recommendation. Options 1 and 2 essentially are the professional model laptop that has a 15.6 inch screen and it weighs 6.5 pounds. And there was two different screen resolutions. And basically, we would recommend going with the 1920 by 1080 resolution no matter what laptop we acquire, because we can use Windows 7 scaling to set the screen size. So if we did have a legislator that has some visual impairment, we can adjust the size of the text on their screen quite easily with Windows 7. So options 1 and 2 were the 15.6. Option 3 and 4 were essentially also 15.6. But these are the workstation model. It's a little more durable or strongly built laptop, and that's what essentially legislative council went with for our staff. And essentially the prices reflect a little higher cost because of the case essentially. But the components on the inside would be identical. Option 5 essentially was the 17.3 inch laptop, which weighs 8.3 pounds. And again, the 1920 by 1080 resolution. Now, what we had done here to stay within budget of the $510,000, we foregoed the inclusion of Office 2010. So 2007 is supported through the next 4 years by Microsoft, but the work group felt that they would like to stay current with Office. It's something they use quite a bit. There's one feature that they would really like in Microsoft Outlook. On the lower left-hand corner in Office 2010, it does show you your quota for your mailbox size, so you can easily more manage your mailbox.
Yeah.
Well, we do have quite a few legislators that ride the limit.
Somebody on the phone, is there are the bombs going off in the background or what? Governor, are you at the golf course?
Nope, I'm sitting at my desk.
All right, I just thought maybe you're at the golf course. The cars were going by.
Not yet.
So basically, the right-hand column, the work group recommendation, we included that because the work group had decided that there was no need to purchase new laptop bags for every legislator. We do have a small quantity of bags left over from the last replacement cycle that we can use if we have a bag that's very damaged. We would handle that as an operational item. The other thing is that after the work group made their recommendation, essentially, we were approximately about $46,000 over budget. We had talked to our HP representative and explained the situation. They went back and sharpened their pencil and they came back with an updated quote for the 17.3-inch laptop. So they reduced the cost of it for each unit by $174. So essentially, the way that we're at right now, we're a little over budget by about $6,700. So these were the options that were presented to the work group, and their recommendation was to go with the 17.3-inch laptop. They felt that, being that they were within the chambers where they would use the laptops or at home, with the option of the tablet device to be the mobile device, that's the where they saw where people would use that and take it to their standing committee meetings. It could also be used during interim meetings, and they could also use it at home, whereas the laptop would probably become more of a stationary device. So they felt the larger screen was important to many of the legislators, even though there is a little additional weight to it. Essentially, the next screen, the discussion and stack directives, this illustrates the two options that were actually considered by the work group. There was the professional 15.6-inch version, and then the work group recommendation of the 17.3. I did modify the option 2 to a 2A, basically to remove the fact that the legislators chose that they did not want to replace the laptop bags. Now, the tablet portion of this, as far as budgeting goes, essentially it's an iPad 2. It's the 3G version, which would give you the location-based applications, would be aware of where you're at, and more applications today on these mobile devices, location makes a big difference about the information that you'll receive and see on that mobile device.
Are you talking 2 or 3?
Well, the budget, we only know the price for an iPad 2.
If you're anticipating buying
a Correct. We would like to buy iPad 3s or whatever, it's a 2S, whatever Apple is going to call it next week, they'll announce next Wednesday. Now, from when they went from iPad 1 to iPad 2, the price did not change. We don't know if the price will change coming with next week's announcement either.
How many iPads is that then?
That would be 141 in that dollar amount that's there.
141 wouldn't be for the staff to pass it around.
Correct. That would only be for legislators. Only.
You're not going to buy all 141 at one time?
Correct.
Because there would be certain people who would not use that application.
Basically, I would anticipate that we would only purchase iPads for those legislators that agree to accept it and agree to use it. Then we also, when elections come up as the dynamic or the population of legislative community changes, then we'll have to address that, but we'll still have to retain within our budget to acquire. And my guess is that as they see other legislators use them, they're going to want to give them a try. But my belief is that we need to provide training for this device, and they should accept that they're going to go through training and accept that they're going to take it and use it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Jerry Kelch here. I'm just wondering, anybody else that's on the phone, are they having trouble hearing? He's cutting in and out, and I don't understand half of what he's saying.
Well, neither do we.
Am I the only one
here?
Huh?
Neither do we, Representative Kelch, and we're sitting here. He's doing very well. I don't know. Don, can you hear what's going on?
No, it's real muffled and hard to hear.
Okay. Well, they've gone over everything and they're going to make a recommendation, and I guess that's the part we need to make sure we all understand, and the budget number, because without you being able to look at them, you really can't contemplate the different sizes on the screens. But Kyle, when you're all said and done, it's $6,700 over budget.
But that also assumes that each legislator of the 141 legislators would receive an iPad.
Are you ready for questions from the committee, or have you got anything else to finish?
I think with the thought, basically to reiterate that the legislative work group chose the 17.3-inch laptop, thinking that it's essentially their device they would use in the chambers and use at home, where the mobile device would be more intended for carrying around the Capitol, or also could be used at home.
Okay, any questions, committee members? Yes, Senator Snyder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would the iPad 3 have full functionality relevant to the business laptop?
Okay, what we would do...
Laws and things like that.
Yes, the Laws does currently run on the iPad 2. Because it's a touch interface, when you're viewing your PDF documents or with the bills, they are visible. You would have to scroll with two fingers to make them scroll, but it does work. And for the most part, it actually works fairly nice. The new iPads, again, would work. The new iPads are going to have a higher resolution screen, at least that's what the rumors are. So we're interested to see how that's going to work and how much visual space we have on the screens once we get those and see them. But in regard to, so you'd have access to your email. There is an email application on the iPad, so you'd be able to send and receive messages. We would also look at putting some software on the iPad for you to be able to author a Word document or even edit spreadsheets. And we would like to have them set up too so we could share these files between your laptop and your tablet. That technology does exist today, and I've tried it out, and it does work quite well.
I think another discussion we should have at a different meeting again is what happens when these are used with personal use and personal information. Because an iPad is much more user-friendly, and there'll be a lot of personal use that would go on those. And I think these legislators need to make sure we have a solid policy to understand what the guidelines are for using that for personal and the information you put on those. I mean, these are meant to be for legislative use, but they're going to be turned into personal units when everybody's got one in their hand. But I just think we need to make sure we look at that from a staff and from the legislator liability point of view as to what responsibility they have for those units when we use them.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's something I think we would also want to cover in our training when we issue the devices.
Yeah, I think that's really important because otherwise they believe it's theirs and it's personal and it's really a state-owned piece of property and the information that goes on there does face different scrutiny. So we just want to make sure everybody knows that as we go forward with the laptop devices. Any members, any questions, recommendations?
One more, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And I should remember this myself as well, Mr. Chair, but is it $15 a month we pay now, which kind of gives you, or is it $10 a month, and do we see that changing? That would be, if I remember how the rules were written, it's not like for your, you know, family use or whatever, but it's your personal use or it covers you at $120 a year.
But I might be wrong, and I think it is
too. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's something before these are distributed, we should review those policies. It'd be just a smart thing for us to do to make sure that those are accurate, up to date, and people understand what their responsibilities are when they get these units in their hands. Recommendations, any ideas, thoughts? Anybody on the phone have any comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Well, I would like to move that we accept the 17-inch along with the tablet. I move that, and then when I get a second, I just make a comment.
Is there a second to that motion? It would be to accept the working group's recommendation. I'm assuming that's what the motion is.
Right.
Is there a second?
Second.
We got a second by Senator Snyder. Discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess when I see how many issues that are coming before the legislature and how busy we are during the session, and it will make a big difference during the session that if they can take the tablet to their committee room and instead of having to leave committee and go back to their desk or move their computer. So that during the session, I think it's going to make things more efficient for managing information. And then during the interim, it's getting to be that no matter where you go as a legislator, you need to know what's going on, even when you're on vacation. And those tablets really make it handy. So I think the recommendation of the group is a good one.
Any other discussion? Senator Snyder?
Mr. Chairman, I think the committee members have done a great job presenting us with this option. I hate to even bring this up, but would it improve things in terms of public perception or in terms of being good stewards of taxpayer dollars if we gave legislators the choice to have either or? It seems like the functionality of the iPad 3 is going to be tantamount to the functionality of the 17.3-inch laptop. I have an iPad 2. I think it's really cool. I got it for Christmas. I use it for legislative stuff occasionally. I use it for non-legislative stuff most of the time. And I think if given the choice, I'd probably pick the iPad 3, but I feel like I wouldn't need a laptop then. Certainly there may be other legislators who need both, but I would just throw that out for the committee's consideration.
I think a lot of legislators may have that feeling, or some of the younger generation, but I think where the unknown factor is right now is in the chambers. When you guys are in session and you have to utilize a device to read the bills, read the amendments, and act on them as you're voting. The iPad technically will be able to do that, but we just don't have the experience of how that would actually work within the chambers in regard to utilization.
And if you were to pick one or the other at the beginning of the session, I assume it would be difficult to switch if you didn't like it?
Well, we would still have to have inventory of devices on hand to be able to prep one up and give one to a legislator. It would be more difficult for the IT staff to manage that scenario. It's a different type of issue.
I wouldn't care if, personally, if that computer ever left our desk in the Capitol and the other one was carried with us all the time. But I think you're going to find most people are going to want the bigger resolution, especially when we're active on the floor.
I think
that would be my thought about it when we're working. But, obviously we could save some money if you just picked one or the other, but I just can't imagine having everything that I need on that little screen. Trying to follow along. But, I mean, you techies might get that, but it wouldn't work for me. Yeah, I don't care how you do it. You touch it or pull it, it just wouldn't work for me. But. Any other discussion? If not, we'll take a vote on the motion.
Representative Carlson.
Yes.
Representative Drubdahl.
Drubdahl. I'm not sure Drubdahl's there.
Representative Kaldor? Representative Kelsch?
Yeah, they're there, but we can't hear them. So I can just barely hear a little squeak.
Does anybody else have an iPad right now?
All right. We're going to go back and take the roll.
We're taking roll on the motion to approve the recommendation of the working group.
Well, we don't even know what the final recommendation is. We haven't heard you since I mentioned we can't hear you. Cut us off.
17.3-inch screen laptop and iPads to legislators who request them.
It's following the recommendation. If you have the notes, it's the recommendation of the committee that looked at the product.
I have a question on the iPads.
Yes.
Can I ask it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two questions. Excuse me, Speaker Drubdahl. Two questions. First of all, I want to make sure that these iPads would have the capability to print off a remote wireless printer built into them. And the second is, I'm not one of these that likes to jump on the new gadget as it first comes out onto the marketplace, because too many times there's been some problems and they really aren't that great over the old gadget. So I'm not sure. I don't really want to recommend buying the iPad 3 right away. I think that's a purchase that can be put off for maybe a short period of time until we know that those iPad 3 are really any better or that all the bugs are worked out of them. But first of all, the application for printing off the iPad to a wireless printer, is that something that's going to be able to be built into that iPad 3?
Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, yes, the iPad can print to remote printers today. That functionality does exist, and we're working with the state IT department currently to determine a solution for having that in the Capitol by the time the iPads are rolled out and the next legislative assembly happens.
Did you hear that, Mr. Speaker?
I think he said yes.
He did say yes.
Okay.
We're working with ITD to make sure that can happen.
Okay. What about delaying the purchase of the iPad 3 for till the next meeting?
Now, Apple is very, Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, Apple goes through a very stringent quality control, and basically they've yet to roll out a device that's had issues. The one they had with the iPhone, that was with the reception of the data quality and the reception and dropping calls, but essentially the iPads have been very good as they came out of the manufacturing.
Mr. Chairman, Ford Motor Company has the same high quality, but they have recalls on a regular basis, and I don't see the rush of buying those iPad 3s right now because I don't believe there's any savings in having purchased them immediately. So I'd still like to delay the purchase of those iPad 3s.
The other thing that we would do is we would order in a few of the devices and make sure there's no issues with them before we would utilize them and purchase a large quantity of them.
Did you hear that? Representative Grubdahl, he said they would order several of them as all to see that there's no issues with them before the rest were ordered.
Now that'd make me more comfortable.
Okay.
Continue on with a roll call vote, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, can we have the motion read to us and please?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kelch, the motion is to accept the recommendation of the work group, and that is to buy the HP 1860W computers with 17.3-inch screens and provide for iPads to legislators who request them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, to repeat, Mr. Chairman, the
yes.
Motion, the roll call,
yeah, I
Representative Carlson.
Yes. I still vote yes.
Representative Drugdahl?
Yes.
Representative Kaldor? Representative Kelch?
Yes.
Representative Vigasa?
Yes.
Senator Chrisman?
Aye.
Senator Kilzer?
Yes.
Senator Schneider?
No.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Wardner?
Aye.
Motion carried, Mr. Chairman.
I think it should be noted for the committee that everybody else in the Capitol building is on, I believe, a four-year replacement cycle. We are in the sixth or seventh year of our computers, so if we believe that we have not been frugal, then I think we're sorely misguided. We always tend to fall behind on our equipment because we're afraid to spend money on ourselves, and everybody else is running a four-year replacement cycle.
Representative Martin,
do you have any comments?
No, he owes you a beer.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just, when we were sitting there in limbo, every once in a while I'd pick up a little something. You were discussing the cost of renting them from each legislature. I don't know if there was a cost of, if they wanted to purchase our old ones, or what was that discussion about?
We have not discussed that issue. I would imagine that would be in our June meeting.
Okay.
I think the discussion was personal use. If a legislature wants to use it for his personal use, they're usually paying $10 a month fee.
And we're also going to review that policy at the June meeting so everybody understands the obligations they have for using these machines.
Sounds good.
Also, what's the timing of this of these purchases? I didn't hear anything on that.
Kyle will give us what they assume will be the timeline.
The iPad 3s will be announced next week. We'd probably acquire a couple of those at that time, verify that we don't have any issues with them, and those we'd probably would acquire a small group of those and start rolling them out to some of the legislators. The laptops would probably be ordered within the next couple of months, and then we would have to go through a process to prepare images for them and then roll those out through the summer. We'll probably have to roll them out as you guys come in for your interim committee meetings and groups.
Okay. Did you get that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Representative Martinson, you were on that committee. Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing is it was very interesting being on there because it's a really a generational deal. We had committee members younger and older, and then we did a little informal survey in the cafeteria. So the younger members said, I don't want that big screen and I don't want that weight, so I'm not going to use it anyway. The older members said,
I'm not going to try to figure out that iPad thing. I want the computer, the laptop. So, and it sounds like we had the same situation here.
Yeah, it sounds about the same. We have one other item on our agenda. It's a medical association provides physician services for the next session through Doctor of the Day program. Mr. Beringer?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the medical association has offered to continue the Doctor of the Day program through the 2013 legislative session. So the committee is needs to make a approval motion accepting the offer of the medical association to provide Doctor of the Day services.
I don't know about the rest of you, but that's a great service.
Okay,
who made the motion?
Yes, Speaker.
Mr. Speaker made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Senator Wardner. Any other discussion? We'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Carlson?
Yes.
Representative Drubdahl?
Yes.
Representative Keldor? Representative Kelch?
Yes.
Representative Vigasa?
Yes.
Senator Christman?
Aye.
Senator Kilzer?
Yes.
Senator Schneider?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Wardner?
Yes.
Roll call or motion passes, Mr. Chairman. We have another item, and that is the legislator's wellness program. You need to approve a wellness program, that's each biennium, in order to maintain the discount for the state health insurance plan for legislative assembly. And that we have another offer, just like what was done in the 2011 session, by Altru Physicians in Grand Forks to provide a health screening during the legislative session, just like what was done last session. And that should be a motion also to accept their offer for the health screening through the Doctor of the Day program.
Is there a motion to accept that?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion by Senator Schneider, a second by Representative Kelch?
Kelch, yes.
Okay. Do we need a roll call vote on this?
Yep.
We'll have a roll call vote.
Representatives Carlson?
Yes.
Drubdahl?
Yes.
Keldor? Kelch?
Yes.
Vigasa?
Yes.
Senators Christman?
Aye.
Kilzer?
Yes.
Schneider?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Wardner?
Aye.
Motion passes, Mr. Chairman.
Any other items, Mr. Beringer?
No, Mr. Chairman, other than that wellness program did include a 5-mile marathon run in January, but you approved that, and I thought I should mention that before you adjourn today.
Well, there's a few young guys in here that might make it. I know one governor candidate who can run that far, but the rest of us, I'm not sure to make it. Maybe that's the plan.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Representative Kelch.
One question. Why could we hear Mr. Bangrud so well, and the presenter, we couldn't? Aren't you in the same room?
Yeah, but he's very close to the telephone. Mr. Beringer's right next to it. The other guy was through a loudspeaker or through our speaker system. And even though we have things right down there, that's just as good as it's going to pick it up on these phones. We apologize for the difficulty in hearing. It was not intentional, trust me.
It wasn't intentional, then?
No, it wasn't intentional.
I complained, you just
cut it off. Senator Taylor will vouch for me. It was not intentional that we did that. Any other business, if not?
Next meeting probably in June sometime before the budget section.
We'll meet prior to the budget section in June just because we'll have some items to go over on the new computers and some other things for the upcoming session. If not, we're adjourned.
Right.